Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, a wonderful approach. It is morning time, too. Don't let it fool you. Oh, my goodness. And a little nippy down here. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't complain about weather when my brothers and sisters up north still in between snow stuff. I guess I can't complain. But I can tell you this, we're at day 8. Amazing. Every time the fast comes, I always sit back and be like, whoo, I don't know how that's going to work, God. I sit and talk to my angels and my ancestors, and I'm like, I'm going to try, you know, and honestly, you know, at the head, I'm like, I got to do. But, ooh-wee, I get nervous about it. And I've been doing this from way, way young. I still get nervous. I still sit back and say, okay, how is this going to work? Not just me doing it, but how does this work with my current life? You know what I'm saying? How do I get up and eat before the sun and still stay up all day and do all the things I have planned? How do I do that part? You know, how do I, you know, how do I try to have enough energy for the day? How do I? And, you know, the answer is God. The answer is not in a particular protein shake. And this is why I keep, you know, trying to remind people where the focus is. The answer is God. That's the only way we get this done. Trust me, there's no way you can take a body, especially my body, who's used to eating, okay? I eat. That's my thing, you know. And I wish I ate healthier. I don't even eat that healthy. There's improvements I can make in that. You know, but how do you take a body that's accustomed to eating, kind of winning how it wants, and tell it, okay, you're going to start your day. For me, I'm already up at this time, but most people are not. So I'm telling them, you're going to start your day earlier so that 2 or 3 hours earlier, to turn around and eat a meal that's healthy. You know, we shouldn't be having Thanksgiving in the morning. We need to eat enough to survive, but it should be Thanksgiving. Eat enough to survive, right? Forgo food for the day and then eat healthy at night. Add prayer, add this. How does that work? It's a lot of work. It's a lot to ask of somebody. But I only suggest, I only try, because I know firsthand the benefits of the fast. I know the benefits of, for most people, they'll receive benefits for going through with the fast. For other people, it's an obligation. It's an obligation. The way I look at it is 100% obligation, because God's blessed me this year. God blesses me every year, every day. And God blesses me not always directly. I take my blessings, I request my blessings through my children. Let them be healthy. Let them be happy. Let them grow. Let them become adults and, you know, live lives and maybe even get a grandchild out of this idea. But, yeah, because I have the blessing, then I try to go through and say, hey, I'll do the fast. This is so minor compared to what I get from God. And sometimes you have to stop and take it that way. Sometimes you have to stop and say, hey, look, God has blessed me, and all he's asked me to do is adjust my schedule? Definitely. You know, honestly, this is a great time to get to know God. You know, a lot of times because, you know, think about how much time we spend in dating. And for all my married people, you know, close your eyes, reminisce back in the day. All right? What would we do? We're dating somebody. We may look at their Facebook page. We may look at their picture. We may call. We may text. We may just the dating. We're just getting to know them. They haven't done anything for us. We haven't done anything for them. We're just thinking about if I want to get to know this person more. And then stop and then think about how much do you know about your God? How much time are you spending getting to know the being that actually helps you breathe every day? How are you getting to know this person that this being, this ultimate being, there is no higher, the most high? How much time are you spending, you know, exchanging words called prayer? How much? I remember back in the day, back in my little childhood day, you know, you fall asleep on the phone, you know, how many, that's meditation. So how many of us actually will meditate with our God? And the reason why I always bring this up, not always, but the reason why I bring this up is because I want people to realize that they're not, that they're spending a lot of time in areas where the benefit is not as great. And then when it comes to the place where their ultimate benefit, we're not spending the time. Or we act like the time is such a big inconvenience. We got to work on adjusting that. I remember, everybody knows the one, this whole raw challenge, and I'm working on some things. I'm working on it. And one of the things I'm working on is, so I would eat pasta and a little bit of salad and maybe some little zucchini, right? When I say little zucchini, I'd have maybe three or four little. And when I say pasta, ooh, that pasta is so good and cheesy and spicy, just, ooh, delicious. I have a nice big mound, big heaping thing of pasta, right? So delicious. And salad, when I say a little bit of salad, I'm talking maybe three, four leaves, you know, maybe a chunk of tomato, maybe, okay? And that was my meal. And I was like, woo-hoo, right? That's not balanced properly for me in my life and after 50 years old, okay? Gotta make some changes. So I've been pushing the pasta piece back and back. So, and then I've been trying to pump the vegetable piece up. And what I was doing, I was reversing what I had before. Where before I had the big mountain of pasta. I turned around and tried to have the big mountain of salad. And then where I used to have the itty bitty little couple little pieces of zucchini, just little. I'm trying to do it. So when I go back to my life of eating good warm food again, good cheesy cheese again, when I go back, I already know I need to rebalance that. Not like there's anything wrong with pasta, just like there's nothing wrong with getting to know someone, even girl time. There's nothing wrong with calling and laughing and having a moment and stuff like that. But if you can remember to get God first, it's a whole different understanding. I enjoy my life. Okay, I want to just say that. I enjoy my life. I enjoy my interactions. I enjoy people. This is real. But I want to take care of my obligations first. Then I can sit back and really enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I sit down, I want to really sit down and this is what I'm doing. But it's hard to do that when you haven't done your work first. So what I'm suggesting to people, you know, is, hey, do your work. Do what you're obligated to do. And then you can go and enjoy the blessings that God will have for you. And I promise you, there will be blessings there. Okay? So this fast has been, I set it up to be one of the hardest ones, but really it has been one of the smoother ones. And I guess that's because I have the mental peace in place. Now I'm just fighting with the body. And then, you know, I always win. I always win. Because, you know, the body has to follow what my mind says, what my heart says. And as long as I'm disciplined in it, it's going to follow. So, yeah, I set this up to be one of the most difficult ones, but it hasn't been. It hasn't been. And the blessings, oh, my goodness. You know, I think I want to have a show on blessings, you know. Yeah, let's have a show about blessings. Let's do next Wednesday just a show about blessings. Blessings when you know that God just showed up and showed out. When he laid it on your lap and said, here, this is for you. When you saw the box and it had your name on it. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. And that way we can say, look, God is working overtime. And the reason why, you know, I want to do it because God deserves the praise. You know, God deserves us shouting him out. God deserves us sharing with him. But also, I love doing those because the people that are just kind of starting, I call them Bambi legs. And you know, spirit will say, oh, look at this Bambi leg. You know, and that's spirit's way of letting me know they're new to try to develop their relationship with God. You know, their legs aren't even strong yet. They're still wobbling, and it's so adorable, you know. And so, and if you remember the movie Bambi, every time he'd get up, he'd fall, his legs would get crisscrossed, and that's our new people, okay? That's people that are just kind of finding their way to the light, and they fall. Their legs get crossed, they don't know what to do, they get frustrated, and they really just need somebody to gently explain they'll be okay. It's all right. Everybody falls. It's okay. And try this, you know, or let me scoot you somewhere where you could be safe and try it again. And so, yeah, our people with our Bambi legs, they need to know it gets better. They need to know that it's okay to fall. It's okay to get twisted. It's okay to have worries and issues or not understand something, or they need to know that. They also need to know that there's benefits to this. You know, why am I doing this if I don't get a benefit from it? You know, if I don't, you know, if there aren't any blessings, I don't want to just be working to be working. And that's legitimate. I don't think anybody likes to work to just be working. Everybody wants to see something positive come of their work, come of their labor. And what we want to do is let them know, hey, spend your time and labor with God. Do what you need to do. Fill out your obligations. I promise you, these are the benefits. And then let's just share some of the blessings that God has had for us. You know, personal testimonies, you know what I'm saying? Let's just share what you can get, how God watches over you. And also it helps them to see, oh, wait a minute, I think God's done the same thing for me. And it helps them to kind of see the areas and places and spaces where God does shine his light and where you can, you know, kind of sit back with a level of expectation that he's going to come and help take care of you. So let's do that. Let's do that. And especially for our ones that are new and may not see God's light as clearly as we are with our seasoned eyes, because I'm always looking for the miracle. I'm always looking for that peace. I'm like, ooh, look at God. You know, that's That's my thing. I love showing where he is and what he's doing. All right, let me keep track of my time. All right, the focus of today, this is a real one, family. You know, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. This is where I really spent the first, 5-10 years of my study, when I started actively studying spirituality, is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare and protection were my big thing. And that is because I saw a lot of little cute Bambis getting picked off by the hunters real easy. And I didn't think that was fair. I'm like, man, how in the world? That hunter shouldn't be able to hunt little deers that can't even run. At least go find you a buck and fight with him and then take it from there. You know, I hated to see people with no sense of anything, knowledge, you know, protection, nothing, get picked off, get taken advantage of. Just have a hard time trying to do right or what they think is right. And it bothered me. And, you know, so I spent a lot of time studying how do you provide protection for someone when they're especially in that infancy, when they don't know anything, when they don't know any better. How about this? When they might be voluntarily participating in the nonsense, and that happens, you know. And I don't want to say through no fault of their own. Sometimes they try to get into stuff that they shouldn't, even if they know they shouldn't. They don't know they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, I know I shouldn't be going online and getting rituals to do, but I'm desperate. I really want this. I really need this. So I did it anyway. I'm like, This is why you're growing the horn out your forehead, okay? Come on over here, baby. Let me get that horn off your head, you know? You know, it's like, the horror stories I've heard, I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I did. Well, he said he loves me, and I wanted to make it forever, so I did this ritual that I, let me guess, read online. Yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, And now we're literally stuck together, you know, by our big toe. And I'm like, yeah, come here, little one. You know, and so, after hearing and seeing enough of these stories, I was like, I really want to find a way to help provide protection, you know, give you a little extra shelter, you know, just some basics so that you can learn not to do that, you know. One thing about A Wonderful Approach, and everyone in A Wonderful Approach will tell you, is once you've reached your clearing, I'm going to be like, okay, you got to start praying for yourself now, all right? You're going to have to start reading for yourself now. You're going to have to, you know, my whole goal is to get you good and strong on your own feet. I don't want to, you know, my job is not to provide protection long term. Mine is to get, the second that you get good, you know, I've already taught you how to bob and weave by that time. I've already taught you where the hunters go. I've already taught you, you know, how to camouflage yourself, invisible, invisibility and everything else like that. I've taught you how to do that. And so now you can go manage yourself and hopefully in turn provide shelter for another little deer stuck in the bushes, right? So it's real. It's real. I think part of the problem, one of the biggest problems that I see when it comes to spiritual warfare is that people don't believe it's real. And when they don't believe it's real, they don't want to put on these certain protections. You know, it's like trying to get Tyler to wear a coat, you know. My little one does not want to wear a coat for nothing. Every year I buy a coat, and every year I waste my money because he's not going to wear the coat. And by law, I buy the coat. So when they say, why does this child have a coat? I'm like, he does. Go show him the coat, boy. So I have a coat for him, but he won't wear it. The reason why I have a coat is because he needs the protection of the coat. It's cold outside, but he won't wear the coat. So he doesn't get the protection. See, that's the problem. A lot of people don't believe. They're like, oh, well, I'm on a spiritual quest, and God is watching over me. And it's true. God is watching over you. But unfortunately, there are quite a few negative things that are also watching over you. Also, they're waiting for you to mess up, waiting for you to get cocky, waiting for you, they're waiting for you, whatever the reason is. Okay? So, underestimating the determination of negativity is a flaw, is a problem, and unfortunately, you're going to read about that. You're going to know and realize that you have underestimated your foe. You're going to realize you went into a gunfight with a knife. You know, you will realize that everybody else is playing chess and you're playing checkers. And it'll be to your disadvantage, okay? You could not be too prepared for this battle. Of all my spiritual experiences, I will never forget. I've had a couple of experiences with the angels, God's angels. And they are incredible. I can tell you right now, they're not these cute little bare butt cherubs that run around, you know, getting mistaken for Valentine's, but no. No, they are not. They are big. They are very mighty. And they are very aggressive, in my opinion. You know, they're not cute little timid things with heart-shaped arrows. They are not. So this one experience when the angel Uriel came, and I got to, it looked like a camp where they were training, they were sparring, they were fighting. And I remember, and I was just sitting there, and in proportion to size, I was like maybe the size of maybe a foot. That's how big they were, okay? So are just clashing. And then clashes like rain and, you know, shook the ground. And it was major. And I'm just sitting there, this very small thing. And I remember asking, why are you practicing? Why are you here? Why are you doing this? Like, practicing because you have a battle coming. And I'm like, but don't you always win? Doesn't good always win? And the answer was, we always win because we're ready. We always win because we always practice. And this had to be all 6 years ago. It had to be all 6 years ago. And I was like, oh, snap. And it totally changed my understanding because by then, 6 years ago, okay, so I've been actively studying, we're going to say, since maybe 30, right? I'm 50. That's 20 years. 20 years, I thought I was good, right? But so even at that point, I was like, man, I've been doing this for years, blah, 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 blah. I'm great. But I was like, man, they've been doing this for millennials. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, not 10 years, not 14, not 15 years, hundreds of years. And they still, I mean, the practice, I thought I was in the battle, and I was like, wow, what's wrong? What's going on? Why are we sharpening the swords now? You know, and he was like, no, you keep your sword sharp. And it really helped me to rededicate myself to the study of God and the study of protection and the study of prayer If not, you know, stay ready. You don't have to get ready. So when it comes to spiritual warfare, I think if I could leave you with two words, one would be, it's real. You need to spend some time protecting your house. And if you need some help in that, it's called a house cleaning. I come in, clean the house. While I'm doing that, I'm showing you, okay, this is this, this is this. And then, boom, turn around and have a great understanding. And then the other one is, you know, if we spend an hour watching TV, which means nothing, which benefits us nothing. It doesn't benefit anything to watch Dancing with the Stars. I'm so sorry. Not unless you are studying to be a ballerina or waltzer or whatever they are. That's not benefiting us. Spending an hour working on your prayers may save your life. You see the difference between the two? Do you see why I don't understand why people still do that? And all I'm asking for is balance. You know what I'm saying? Balance it. So if you are going to spend an hour dancing with the stars, just make sure you spend an hour, 30 minutes, something, recognizing God, the one that actually helped you to breathe through Dancing with the Stars, the one that was maintaining and protecting you while you sit back and have a good laugh and a good chuckle, thanking him for allowing you to sit back and have a chuckle. How about? So, you know, those two things we really need to get a good understanding for, okay? And understand their full value and what it means to us, okay? So, and everybody knows that prayer piece is undeniable, the key. Every door has a key. Every single door has a key. So, therefore, you can tell me, hey, oh, I learned that prayer. I'm like, wonderful, wonderful. You know, how often do you say it? Oh, every now and again. How about every day? How about every day? And one thing I learned in the study of prayer, there are different prayers for different reasons. We have a plethora of, you know, if you ever wanted to know why you spend so much time studying prayer, there's so many prayers. There's so many reasons for prayers. So the prayer that you make for praise and worship is not the same prayer that you make when we're in the middle of a medical emergency or any type of emergency. A prayer of forgiveness does not have the same energy that a prayer of godly counsel does. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand what prayer, you know, can be used at what time to have the fullest impact. All right, there's my reminder. Moving into prayer today, I am so, Father Mother God, I am so thankful for reaching this point in life, in understanding, in my fast, in my prayer life, in the wonderful, positive relationships that I've been blessed to have. God, I give you all the glory, the thanks, the gratitude. It's been a good day so far, and I look forward to it continuing. And the reason how I know it's going to be a good day is because I'm going to keep my eye on you, God. Keeping my eye on you helps me be able to see that there's nothing greater. There's nothing more important. I have to begin to allow these small challenges that are right here in front of me, give them to you. Give those challenges to you, knowing that you will take care of them, knowing that I am not by myself. I don't have to worry about those. I have the greatest of all. I have the greatest of all loves. I have the greatest of all kindness. I have the greatest of all charity in you, God. I thank you for all of the wonderful beings that you place in my life, including especially my earth angels that call and check up on me, that keep me righteous in my walk. I give thanks for them. Please continue to bless and protect them as we're all going through experience in life. Amen.